How are we doing? Who wants to start?
Dom, I guess can you just first start about a new season? Obviously, you're a competitive guy. Do you feel like a challenge or a challenge to yourself of doing what you've done in the past with a whole bunch of new guys and fresh faces?
Yeah, it's a great time of year. I mean, it's a regular season Wednesday, so I think everyone's really been looking forward to this throughout the off-season training and training camp to get to this point. So this is where we really need to be peaking, and this is where we really need to have a heightened sense of awareness of all the things that we've talked about, things that we've covered, that we've got wrong, that we've made corrections for. And because you play a team like Buffalo with the new coordinator, and you're really not quite sure what they're going to do. So in a way, you got to prepare for everything. And a lot of the focus on the last four days has been just that, trying to really put together a game plan, go out and we've had three good days of practice, and we got to follow it up with two more.
You are familiar, obviously, with their defensive coordinator. What are the tendencies? What have you noticed about Mike over the years?
Yeah, it's a very good defense. It's a challenging scheme because they use their players very well. I think they have very multi-dimensional type players, similar to what we do on offense. We use everybody, they use everybody, and everybody has a role in their defense. Whatever they feel like is working, they stick with. But from game to game, it's always been different. So, and we've got a lot of information on the team based on what they've done in the past, so you really aren't quite sure what they're going to do. And you can just kind of prepare for what you think they're going to do, or certainly what their strengths have been, and try to go from there.
How different is their personnel from what he had with the Jets?
Well, every team has, some differences. I think they've got Buffalo, one of the best defensive fronts at, in football. So they got guys that, from Mario to Kyle Williams and Carrington and Marcel Darius, they're super talented up front, can rush the quarterback. They get a lot of pressure on you with just the front four guys. They're young in the secondary with, especially with, Gilmore getting hurt, but still very talented, very good young players, good linebacking group. So I think they're very athletic, and their scheme is very challenging. So puts a lot of pressure on us in all areas. And we got a young team too, so trying to make a bunch of corrections and go against what we think they're going to do in practice has been challenging, but, really good for us.
Tom, in other years in training camp, you've had to get used to new receivers and new people and young people. So comparing this year with new people and young people, how comfortable are you this year with where you've been in the past with the same type of situation?
Well, at this point, we've had 40 or 50 practices so throughout the spring and summer. So we've had quite a bit. We've had a lot of communication with the young players, with the veteran players. I mean, it's a lot of new guys, and especially with Gronk out, it's, over the course of the summer, there's been a lot of communication with the tight ends, too. So it's a tight end, the receiver position. The running back position is pretty much the same with the exception of LeGarrette. So, a lot of the extra time and energy has been with the tight end position, the receiver position, making sure that, we're doing the right thing, that we're on the same page. Because you really don't want to go into a situation like this at Buffalo, on the road, division opponent, loud stadium, and really not be able to communicate or know what to do.
How does this compare, though, with other years when you've had the same type of situation?
Well, every year ends up being different. So, it remains to be seen what we've done and what, we're capable of. And that's why we got to go out and play and earn it. And I think that's the exciting part for the players, too, because we've been going at it for a while. We want to see what we're all about, too. And we want to see how hard we worked and how we compare and match up to the other teams in the league.
Patience for you with these young players, and how do you balance patience with the immediacy of a Sunday game?
Yeah. I'm not the most patient guy to begin with, so that's something that I'm working on. But you understand that there's a learning curve and there's things that are going to come up. Some guys haven't experienced the things that I've experienced. So you try to talk about, okay, this is possibly going to happen. And if it happens, then I want you to make this adjustment. Well, it happens, and then the adjustment's not made. And I said, well, I told you. But, sometimes, that's what I do to my three-year-old, too, and he doesn't listen either. So, you try to just hang in there, and, when you communicate, you determine how good of a communicator you are by, you know, the feedback that you get. And if you're not getting the right feedback, then you communicate more, and you, I'm obviously not doing a great job of it, so I got to do a better job. And that's, I think, part of what, you know, I've tried to do this offseason.
Does that help if you do without him for a few games this year? You know, he missed, what, four or five, six games or something? Is that, in a way, good preparation?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, he, for his first couple years of his career, he didn't miss anything. You know, and then he, you know, missed some games last year, and then we kind of went into, okay, well, this is what we're going to do without Gronk. And that's the situation that, you know, we've been in all spring and summer and developed. You know, it's like he hasn't even been a part of the team. So, I mean, he's been a part of the team doing what he needs to do to get ready. But in terms of what our offense was doing, it's other guys have to step in and do the job that we're asking them to do.
Tom, what are the three rookie wide receivers bring to this team?
Well, they're all, I mean, the, they're all a little bit different in terms of their skill set. I think they're all, you know, fun to be around. They're all excitable players, guys that are really willing to work hard. They're doing the right thing, that, you know, are listening to the coaching they're getting. But, look, I mean, everyone, you know, feels really great about where, you know, how far they've come, because they've really worked hard and they, you know, deserve the opportunity that they have. So hopefully they all play a big role in the outcome of our season. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. I mean, we're going to do what we need to do to try to win games. And hopefully those players are a big part of the reason why we do it.
Do they help to keep you at all young? I mean, it's 14, it's your 14th year. You're old. And,
I like to think I'm at the halfway house.
But do they help to maybe re-energize you in that, okay, I don't know what I have here. These guys are going to try and mold. Is that at all re-energized?
Well, yeah, and it's part of, you know, a different situation than we've been in here. So there's a newness to that. There's a newness in the teaching and the learning and the work that we've done over the course of the years. You know, there's a lot of things I've done this year that I've never done in the past that's been new for me, in terms of the learning and the meetings and the extra time spent. So that's all good for me, too. No, it's great. It's, I mean, the more you have, I said to Josh yesterday, you know, we had a meeting and I was meeting with the receivers, and I said, I can understand, because when you're holding the clicker and, you know, you're going over play after play after play, I mean, you can go through 70, 80 plays, and, you know, when you're holding the clicker, you're like, you just keep teaching, and it's great. And then when you're listening, you're like, God, you know, when are we done? You know, and then you get done, and you, you know, when you're holding the clicker, you don't feel like you've covered anything. In reality, you've covered a lot. So I think that's part of, it's good to see it from the other side, you know, from the coaching. I'm not a coach, I'm a player, but, you know, there's teaching that, you know, things I see that we're trying to get on the same page. So a lot of it is, you know, me showing them a look and saying, well, this is what I expect, so that if we get that look, you know, we're going to do it the way that I really can anticipate. And the more of those things that we can cover through past experiences, and maybe it's not their past experience, but our Patriots' past experience, you know, if we can cover some of that in the film room, maybe we don't have to cover it on the field, and we can be better if one of those situations happens in Buffalo.
How long does it usually take for them to see what you're seeing?
It depends. It's, you know, it's all up to the individual, and some things come faster than others. But you know, we're trying to work through it. It's just a matter of doing it, and you know, everyone learns differently, and hopefully it's good enough. I think ultimately we're just trying to score more points into the team, so it's hard to compare, you know, rookie receiver to, you know, Calvin Johnson. It's just, that's unfair to anybody. But, you know, you're trying to be as best as we can possibly be, and I think that's been our, you know, our goal for the year.
Stevie Johnson said that he felt like
Gronk's done, you know, Gronk's done everything that, you know, everyone's asked him to do. So I know he's working hard. I mean, he's out there busting his butt, which is great to see.
Can you still relate to what those guys are feeling right now, going into their first start of their careers? Do you share any of those, you know, stories about what you felt in that week going into your first game?
A little bit. I think they, based on what we've gone through in the preseason and what we've gone through in the spring and the kind of pressure that Coach Belichick puts on the team, I think they have a pretty good understanding of what to expect. So, I mean, it's a great environment for football. You know, Coach Belichick always says, if you love football, then 1 o'clock on Sunday in Buffalo is a good place to be. So that's how we feel.
Do you remember the experience of your first opening day?
Yes. It wasn't a very good day for our team, but...
You know, further down the depth chart, just what were some of the emotions you were going through that day, if you can remember that, you know?
I don't remember all that. I remember more of the day, and but yeah, we wasn't a great day for the Patriots.
Tom, do you have an idea of who's going to sort of break out this year, or do you typically end up as surprised as we do?
Well, hopefully everybody contributes. You know, to the level they contribute, that's up to the individual, and there's a lot of things that go into that, game planning and the scheme and good fortune, being able to be on the field. So, you know, we got to go through it. You know, but, you know, when you have expectations, everybody that's active on the roster is supposed to contribute. So, you know, we've got some veterans that everyone expects to contribute. We got a lot of rookies that people are expecting to contribute, and to that level, you know, who knows, but... You know, we're going to put as much as we can into it.
Tom, I know you just got here the other day, but your early impressions of Matt Mulligan?
This was the first day that I had him on the field, so, you know, we got a long way to go. I'm just getting to know him, but he seems like a really great guy and happy to have him on the team. It's, you know, we need help with that position. Hopefully he can provide some.
Hey, Tom, Stevie Johnson said that he felt like he could do some things against your defense, including Pat Chung. I was wondering if you've ever mentally prepared for a guy that wasn't actually on the other team.
I've never done that.
How important is it for you with these young guys to understand who reacts well to what? You know, one guy you can yell at him and he's fine. Another guy you yell at him and he disappears. One guy needs to pat him. And how hard is that for you to do? That you hardly notice.
Sure. Yeah, that's part of the communication, and everyone does respond differently to different forms of motivation. Usually you can figure it out pretty quickly. You know, it doesn't take too many practices to see how a guy responds. But ultimately, you know, we all want the same thing, and that's to do it right and to do it right consistently so that we're able to score points. You know, at this point, everyone has a pretty good feel for each other, but it's also different on game day, and it's different on opening day when they count. I mean, I think it's one thing for a mistake to come up in a preseason game where, yeah, you know, it's not great, but it's a learning experience, like what happened in Detroit. If that happens on a regular season game, I mean, things aren't going to go very well around here. So that's just the way it is. I mean, but the guys who are here have earned the respect of Coach Belichick enough to be on the team. He obviously feels like we can all contribute to us winning games, and that's what we have to hopefully be able to do, is go out there and string together a bunch of great plays in a row. And, you know, the more good plays, the more we're going to score points. The more points we score, the more margin of error we're going to have. So he always says, your job is to go out and score points. We're not putting you out there to go run three plays and punt. So we're going to try to go out there and score as many points as we can.
How challenging is it opening on the road in a loud place like Buffalo? Obviously, you've had great success against the Bills, but a lot of those games have been cliffhangers.
Yeah, they're all – I mean, look, this is a very good team that challenged you in a lot of ways. They've got a new coaching staff. There's a lot of excitement and energy, a lot of young players that they have never been a part of the history between the Patriots and the Bills. So none of those games are going to matter. What's going to matter is who plays the best, who executes the best, and – I said, you know, a few days ago, this football is not a game of gimmicks. It's about good, solid execution, running, catching, throwing, blocking, tackling. And that's what football is about. And the more you do that on a consistent basis, the better you're going to be. You may get away with a play here or there, but ultimately the best teams are the ones that, you know, have the best fundamentals. And, you know, that's what we really work hard on. That's what we're trying to be. We're trying to work hard on our fundamentals every day in practice. And hopefully it's at its high point on Sunday. Thank you.